fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Wednesday, the 30th of March. The prepper tip of dice, learn to use primitive weapons, including bow and arrow, crossbows, spears, knives, tomahawks, and slingshots. Slingshots have changed a lot. You might be delightfully surprised at the way slingshots have improved, and crossbows also. All right, we have patiently waiting to greet my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest more than 35 years ago to become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Communist Conspiracy. His website is jrnyquist.blog, where he writes 1 or 2 excellent articles a week. And his books are for sale at Amazon.com. Jeff, we have breaking news for you here, sir. And within the last 3 hours, Russia has cut off natural gas going to Europe. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, just a little bit of dropping out of the signal there.
Did you hear what I just told you, sir?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Do you have a response?
Well, they're going to be cold in their houses.
Okay. Well, obviously. Russia has set a deadline to sell all their petroleum products in rubles instead of dollars, and that deadline's coming up soon, apparently. So there's a TV talk show, a TV host in Russia calling for regime change to have President Biden replaced by President Trump.
Well, isn't that interesting?
It is. Of course, that's the opinion of a talk show host. We don't know if he's got any authority to be making anything like that other than his own opinion. Jeff, we got our first caller here already. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
On the subject of Trump, Frontline recently, did you see Frontline last night?
No.
On PBS?
No.
I got it recorded. Well, anyway, You might want to see it on YouTube, on PBS. PBS, you know, is Trump being moved in on by to be prosecuted for January the 6th? Or how close are they to that? They're saying the front line just did a documentary trying to prove that the allegations of fraud in the elections were completely trumped up, or no pun intended, were completely fabricated by a conspiracy of Trump and his aides out of a plantation house in California based on spurious allegations concerning a data taken strictly from one county in Michigan that was that made an error in counting, and they sent some people there, and they're using that data to accuse the Dominion voting machines of having been rigged to flip votes. Did you know about this?
Yeah, but people rigging, yeah.
Well, what they're saying is that there was, according to them, this was completely a spurious, fabricated thing, and that it was the sole basis for asserting that the election was stolen in an attempt to overturn democracy in the United States. This is being done by PBS. And there was something done. There was a spot on it in a show called, you know, a show called Democracy Now.
I don't know that show. Yeah.
Well, anyway, what is going on here? Are they trying to soften up the American people to accept Trump being prosecuted or something?
Well, yes. Look, they've created a narrative that people are falling into, that that Trump is a pro-Russian guy and that the MAGA movement's pro-Russian, and the Russians are helping to do it, and even the MAGA movement people are helping. Because every time an American on the right supports Putin, he's falling into their trap. And they want everybody to do this because they're doing a game. It's a strategy.
If you want to fill your head with propaganda, watch PBS, John. I would not turn that on. It's just all propaganda.
I mean, this is what the left wants people to believe.
But it wasn't. It wasn't just coming from one county from what I recall, it was not just coming from one county in Michigan. It was coming from Arizona and Pennsylvania. There was also ballot box stuffing evidence in Pennsylvania. It was all over YouTube. It wasn't just from Michigan.
We don't need convincing, John. We all know that. Anything else?
All right. I'm just telling you that they're seeing that. What if they move in and try and actually arrest Trump and prosecute him? What will that set off?
That's not going to happen. He committed no crime. The Justice Department is not going to issue an arrest warrant for President Trump. That's not going to happen.
Okay. Also, what is going on in the Caribbean and Great Britain? There seems to be a move in that area to oust the British monarch as head of state of certain ex-colonies, like first of all was Barbados and now in Jamaica. And they're demanding reparations for slavery, according to Democracy Now. What is behind that, and what is going on about that?
I don't know about the British.
Okay, well, we don't know about that. We don't know about that, John. Anything else?
Mm-hmm. Why did Putin invade Ukraine apparently under such unfavorable conditions? I know, I understand he probably wants to rebuild the Soviet Union, but is there a game being played with that in which he was maneuvered into doing it under unfavorable conditions with second and third rate assets that really couldn't do the job in the logistical conditions that would have been at the time that they actually went in?
It looks like the Ukrainians fed the Russians false information about the combat capabilities of their brigades and their readiness. Because when you look at the actual battles, and I've talked to people about how it unfolded, and I've seen military maps, when the Russians were expecting that one Russian brigade against a Ukrainian brigade would make that brigade collapse or run away. So they thought that the Ukrainian army was not as solid as it's proved to be. And I think the Ukrainians misled them about, probably fed them information like we're getting about how the Russian army's got horrible morale and they're not well trained and they're going to collapse. Look, if you went a blow by blow by our offensive into Iraq, you would have thought we were losing on the first few days of that attack. And by the way, in Afghanistan and Iraq, you're going to find out that we really didn't accomplish anything, right? Because Iraq is going to end up being an ally of Iran, or a puppet of Iran. And Afghanistan, look, Bagram Air Base is controlled by the Red Chinese right now. So did we win, despite all our supposed brilliant capability? War is about endurance. And the Russians, they have endurance. And so do the Ukrainians. So it's going to be a real, most wars are decided by this endurance. We've shown that we don't really have that endurance, that moral endurance, and we don't prevail. We end up giving, in Vietnam and Southeast Asia, Afghanistan and Iraq. That's why we shouldn't get into these wars. We really aren't serious about winning them, and we don't know how to win them. But the Russians, they have conquered a lot of places in their history.
Okay, they have endurance, all right, in the Ukrainians. So this is how does the fact that Zelensky did not order mobilization until after the attack started, was this part of a strategy on his part to fool the Russians, or what? Or had he already done it secretly, and there were already some secretly mobilized units already to speed bump them, and then they brought up the reserves late?
No, they didn't. They didn't call up their reserves before the war started. No, I don't know what their whether that's part of them fooling the Russians, but it definitely would have encouraged the Russians to think they weren't serious about defending themselves. If I mobilize and I put an army on your border and you don't raise your reserves, I begin to think you're not going to defend.
Mm-hmm. So it could have been a deliberate ruse?
It could have been, or it could have been just a calculated risk.
Mm-hmm. A calculated risk? What do you mean a calculated risk? To do what? To not mobilize in order not to provoke?
Yes. Yeah. They might have thought that if they raised the reserves, the Russians would have put more on their border, and this could have gone on for months until the Ukrainians were, in an impossible position.
Mm-hmm.
Better act like we're friendly with the Russians. We don't mean them any harm. We don't need to mobilize.
Where is the peak of the Rasputitsa, of the mud season? Is it late April?
It's usually in April. April showers bring May flowers, that kind of thing. It's usually April is the most severe rains, the heart of the rainy season in Russia and Ukraine.
Okay, but as the logistical situation worsens and they get, and how is the Biden regime is kind of is not handled, has not been very subtle about it. Is Biden trying to maneuver the U.S. to get in directly, or what? If this thing gets into a protracted stalemate, I mean, what are the implications of that?
Well, it's not going to. It's either the Russians give it up before the rainy season ends, or when the ground dries, they win.
I mean, what do you think that they're going to do during as the ground starts to dry up in the summer? What's their next? What are they going to try next? Do you think they might bring in tactical nukes? Or
if you look at it, if you look at the deployment of the Ukrainian army, the brigades that are holding, 60, 70 kilometer fronts cannot hold those fronts when the dry weather comes. They'll just be enveloped by larger numbers of Russian formations on the other side. And when they're enveloped, the line will break and the cities will be surrounded and they'll be forced to surrender.
Right.
The only reason that Ukrainians could hold the line is because the Russian vehicles can't maneuver off-road effectively. They have to stay on paved roads.
This is what one of the things that saved Moscow back in 1941, wasn't it?
Well, it slowed their advance. They had a very brief rainy season. They have a very brief period of this in the fall, in October. Usually, but no, the Moscow battle was won because on December 5th, 1941, the temperatures in that area dropped
to
40 degrees below zero.
But the temperatures were so low,
it froze gun barrels, and it destroyed equipment. So the German army could not hold its line and had to fall back.
Well, they did fall back. They were able to. Well, anyway, they opened up their counteroffensive December the 6th. And it was with troops. I don't think it was from. It turned out it wasn't from Siberia, but from. I think it was from Great Russia, just immediately to the west with new divisions. But two things they knew that from a spy, Joseph. What was his name? I can't remember that spy's name.
Sorge.
Joseph Sorge. And he said that Japan was not going north. And that was just a couple of, and I guess Pearl Harbor may have affected, did Pearl Harbor affect the timing of that counteroffensive? Or was it there, were they just waiting for the thermometer to dip way below zero?
Well, it just allowed them to advance. Mm-hmm. The German troops were not able to resist. They realized that the Germans had suffered a shock with the temperature change.
Men couldn't defecate or it would kill them.
Well, they could, but they had to be careful.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the problems. And of course, the oil was coagulating in the vehicles. And well, anyway, that's, I won't get off onto that. Then that's a side issue. But it's when the ground dries, what are they going to have to engage their better units, or they're not engaging their best units now? But what will they probably be redeploying to the theater?
John, I don't know, but they've increased their
numbers.
Jeff,
hold on. Yeah. We'll get this. We'll wrap this up after the break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, a very nice $50 discount on equipment to protect your car, your wife's car, your grandchild in college car at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at amazon.com. Jeff, before we continue our conversation with John, let people know how they can subscribe to your website, please.
JRNyquist.blog, and people can contribute. There's a PayPal button at the bottom of every article or video.
All right. You want to continue with your dialogue with John here, sir?
You sure?
Go ahead. John, you got a further question or comment?
I just want to know what's the how are the Russians likely resolve this situation or get themselves out of
this? When the ground dries, either they'll do one of two things. Either the ground will dry and they'll defeat the whole country, or they'll negotiate some kind of deal that will split the country.
Okay. And if they take over the whole country, what will the implication be like for Moldova and Poland and the Baltic states. And Czechoslovakia.
They will face reabsorption into some kind of new union because, you know, Russia basically is waging an economic war using grain, fertilizer, and oil. And Europe cannot withstand the Russian economic warfare, I don't think. They're going to have to give in to Russia.
Right,
because they're going
country.
To... There's Houthi missiles keep attacking Aramco facilities in Saudi Arabia that are going to, you know, slow down the fulfilling of oil contracts. Russian diesel is still being delivered to Germany, I heard the other day, but they're probably going to stop those deliveries too unless they're paid for in gold-backed rubles. So it's this economic war is only beginning, and there's going to be a lot of changes. The Russians and Chinese are going to force the world into doing their bidding economically. Otherwise, the world is going to be in a lot of hurt because they have prepared for this economic war, and here we place sanctions, and we're not really prepared.
All right. If there's a split or something, if they, you know, if the Russians only take half a loaf in Ukraine, is there a possibility of Moldova being annexed by Romania?
No, I don't think so. That wouldn't be allowed by international law. Romania would end up getting expelled from NATO. If Romania did that, they'd be expelled from NATO. They wouldn't dare.
Okay, so they don't want to, because NATO does not want to provoke, because that would be provocative of Russia.
They would have to admit Moldova into NATO first, and then NATO would have to agree to that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very doubtful process. Russia would react to that very, very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. And of course, and there would be more. And of course, that also opens up more territory, probably some more territorial issues with between Romania and Ukraine, and then southern areas around what, Kishinev, and also the Russians have a strip there that they've occupied around the Moldovan border, don't they?
Transnistria, yeah, they have a mechanized regiment down there.
Mm-hmm. So, is there going to be a move if they take over all of Ukraine? Are they going to move in and take over Moldova militarily, or what are they going to do? They're going to pressure them, and they're going to go into a new union with them, or what?
Well, that's what the Russian media is implying.
All right, what about Poland?
Well, the Russians have been threatening Poland. Poland is a source of resupply for supplying the Russians. Obviously, there's been statements by Putin to the effect that, well, Poland's been part of the Russian Empire in the past, .. They could be part of it in the future, which has made Finland very nervous too, because Finland, 100 and so many years ago, Finland was part of the Russian Empire as well. And they do not want to be reabsorbed.
Of course. And, okay.
Okay, John.
Well, anyway,
thank you for your call. Okay. We appreciate it. We got a bottom of the hour break. We know the caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonet.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Interesting homes for sale in my county. Beautiful homes, great acreages in my county, Crawford County, Missouri, under real estate at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, my friend Steve O'Neill, a nuclear scientist, he has some great articles. He's writing one or two a week. They're published there at my website also. There's a lot there, a lot you can learn at my website. Don't forget about the energy cleaners. And all you energy cleaner owners out there, check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're not quite as big as a blanket. They're just right to throw on your bed, to put on your recliner, to put on your car seat. Only $75. Shipping included to American zip codes. They come in two colors, gray and taupe, which is light brown. $75 shipping included to American zip codes. Yes, you can use PayPal and other credit cards at my website at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at amazon.com. And Jeff, looks like our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Just saw what I called for. But Jeff mentioned Aramco. Iran-backed Houthi rebels hit Aramco with a missile this last weekend. Didn't stop the car race. They put 50 firefighting teams on it. I guess you have to look and see what Iran's doing to know who's really somebody who'll probably be on our side. But that wasn't what I called for. I called because I was listening to this prophet, and I know nobody wants to hear that, but I'm starting to check out what he was saying. And he was saying that the ground is going to change and move and shake where evil has been. So I said, whoa, all that mud over there. It sounds like we could tell where the evil was and who it's helping and who it's not. You know what I mean? But also, too, I was thinking, you don't know when somebody is a rep or somebody and they make a terrible decision. Because you remember when we had don't ask, don't tell in the military?
Right.
And I believe Ileana, I know Florida probably better than Texas, Ileana Ross Layton in Miami there, you know, the Cuban Republicans over there, she voted against it because our son was gay or something like that. Well, she didn't last too long. And then remember Donna Shalala, who had the Christmas tree with condoms all over it? She took her place. Gosh. And so it's gotten worse and worse and worse. And now people are 80% of Disney is gay or something or other, you know, one of the 46 genders or whatever. And now they're standing out there protesting because DeSantis he got this law passed that you can't talk about that to children in school. Yeah. So I don't know. That's the worst thing we're going to have to come out of, I think, is where we go to get a military, you know, unless we just go back to don't ask, don't tell. My husband started calling it, well, we got a new law. It's called ask and tell. It's more than telling now. I mean, you're going to stand there and complain because you don't want kids to be heard, be taught that kind of stuff at school. Yeah, right, because they can't have any babies, so they're going to take yours. Am I out? I'm sorry. What's Jeff have to say about that? I know where you are, John. Jeff, what do you say about that in our military?
I'm not sure. What's the question, Pat?
What are we going to do for a military because of the fact that we have allowed you have a Supreme Court that says that you can't be fired over your gender, your sex. And everybody bends over backwards to make sure that don't happen, and all you get is them taking over.
Okay, I still don't have a question here. What's the question, Pat?
What are we going to do for a military, considering how the military is now?
What would you like for us? What can we do as private citizens for the military?
I'd like to go back to don't ask, don't tell, and prosecute if you do. Because you can't get out and protest, I didn't have my uniform on. Well, whatever. You can't get out and protest without declaring what side you're on. Does that make any sense?
Can't get out and protest what without declaring what side you're on and what?
About transgenderism.
Uh-huh. Who's going to get out and protest?
They're doing it.
They who?
People in parades everywhere.
Okay. So people are protesting. What would you like us to do, Pat? What would you like us to do to change the military?
I would like us to go back to don't ask, don't tell.
And how can us private citizens do that?
Start telling them to Well, Trump has now tried to put in a Senate at a House so that if he runs in 24, he won't have to fight all that. So I guess that we ought to start there with the ones we know that we can trust. And I guess most people think you can't trust any of them, but well, if you don't, they don't hear from you, they don't think you care. You don't write letters, call.
Well, Pat, let me help you out here. The House Armed Services Committee is the key to making anything happen that you want to happen. That's where the power is. Jeff, you got any follow-up before we move on?
No, I just wanted to see what Jeff had to say about all that.
Well, he's on mute right now, so he can't talk.
Okay. All right. Well, that was my rant for today.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. Jeff, you have any follow-up on Pat's comments before we move on?
No, the military could use some changes, but, you know, they got to get away from this critical race theory and genderism.
Absolutely. Our next caller is John in British Columbia. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. Hope you can hear me okay.
We hear you fine. Go ahead, sir.
Good. So I'm a long time listener, at least 10 years, and I get a little bit frustrated with listening to people who disrespect your guest. I've listened to Jeff for a long time, and I don't agree with much of what he says, but the purpose of my phone call is to engage with Jeff and not to ramble on about whatever. So, Jeff, I have a question for you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, so you said that the Maidan revolution in 2014 was a spontaneous uprising of citizens, and I actually beg to differ with that. There's much evidence that the U.S., via the CIA and Victoria Nuland and her gang were right behind it. And what do you say to that?
Well, people who have participated in it, who were leaders in it, have written books about it, and their experience is very different. They weren't in contact with the CIA. Look, the Victoria Nuland conversation that you refer to is a conversation about American diplomats trying to influence a government that's forming. That's not the same thing as doing the revolution. I mean, millions of Ukrainians were involved in this spontaneously doing this, and they had done it before in the Orange Revolution. If you talk to people who participated in it, it was very much like the American Revolution or the French Revolution, and that enormous numbers of people became extremely, energized as citizens who wanted justice for their people, for their cause. And this was what really caused it. If you want to really know who caused it, and we know this now, the thing that caused the overthrow of the Yanukovych government was the deployment of snipers shooting down those people in Maidan Square that enraged the country and set off the result that Yanukovych was, you know, assumed to have ordered it. Actually, we know now that Putin sent those snipers, not Yanukovych.
No, we don't.
It's been shown.
There's an Italian documentary that actually outlines those guys were on the side of the they were contractors. Much like the guys who took out Kennedy, they were contractors. And they took out.
So
yes,
you think
were.
That the
and
CIA killed John Kennedy?
There's a documentary
then.
About that.
So you think that the CIA killed John Kennedy then?
Oh, well, I think they knew all about it.
Oh, you do?
Oh, you think? You think that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone gunman? Is that where you're going
yes,
with that?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do think Lee Harvey Oswald
Jeff,
shot Kennedy.
And John. And I'd like to say this to John now. So John has...
No, hold on. Let me answer you. Look, you have to read both sides. You can't just read conspiracy books. Let me suggest a really good book. I think it's very good because many of the Ukrainians I know, they have told me the same things that are in this book. It's called Ukraine's Maidan, Russia's War, and it's by Mikhailo Winichki. Okay? Mikhailo Winichki. Ukraine's Maidan, Russia's War. He's a Ukrainian teacher who was involved in the Euromaidan Revolution. And the book is really good. It explains all the things that happened. It's very heavily documented.
How about watching Oliver Stone, who is has some credibility, Ukraine on Fire, Oliver Stone.
Oliver Stone does not have any credibility with me. He's always been a stooge of the left, of the far left, and he has been involved with the Russians. He's appeared on Russian television.
Oh, he's a communist, I guess.
Well, I don't know, but he's definitely a useful idiot.
Well, I think he's got more on the scoreboard than anybody that I've ever heard you mention. And so... The other thing I wanted to mention.
You gotta read both sides. You gotta look not only at this at what the left says. Look, I was in a graduate program. I had to read Marx and study all that stuff. I know exactly what they think and why. I know what their books are. I know who their favorite authors are. They're not credible to me.
I've got a question for you, Jay. Have you ever been to Russia?
No, I have not been to Russia.
I was there 2 years ago. I walked around. I spent 2 weeks there. I went to a rock concert in Moscow at Luzhniki Stadium, 91,000 people. You have no idea about Russia. All you know about Russia is what you've read from your defective friends or whatever. And the fact that you've never been there doesn't give you a lot of credibility.
You know what? Understanding international events doesn't mean that you had to take a tour in a country or go to a rock concert there. This has to do with strategy and the narratives that are now playing out. And you have bought into certain narratives that are not really have nothing really to do with what's really happening, what's really going on. Do you not realize that Russia and China are allied? And that their interests and their strategy is to destroy the United States and to bring Europe and Asia into their orbit? Do you not see that? Mm.
Well, you know, I look at a map and I look at and history going back to like Napoleon, Hitler, the war in Crimea. I mean, there is something about Russia that the West really, really wants to take down because it's a huge chunk of land.
Let me ask you. Let me ask you about that. Who wants to destroy Russia in the West? Can you name anybody?
Well, you look at Zbigniew Brzezinski and the World Island and Mackinac. Well, the whole thing.
Zbigniew Brzezinski was a Cold War anti-Soviet, advisor to President Carter. Well, what does he have to do with anything now? He's not in power. I'm talking about people who are in power now. Boris Johnson wanting to destroy Russia? He's of Russian heritage, right? Partly.
It's the same people.
I mean,
the same people. Yeah. Anyway, you know what, Jeff? I do respect your opinion, and I appreciate you giving me the time. And I always get mad when people go too long on a call, and I'm going to hang up.
No, it's okay. You're interesting.
I appreciate that, and maybe we'll talk again. And I'm going to hang up and say goodbye.
Okay. I hope so.
Bye bye.
Okay, John. Thank you for your call, and we appreciate it. We've got our last break coming up here in less than a minute. Wide ranging conversations today, haven't we had, Jeff?
Yeah, we have.
To say the least. Well, Russia cutting off the natural gas to Europe is a really big deal. Russia accepting only rubles in payment for their petroleum products is a really big deal. This whole thing seems to be accelerating, doesn't it, sir?
Yes, it is.
So what's next? Any prognostication, sir?
Well, I think I've already given it. I think we're going to see I heard a military briefing or a briefing about the military situation the day before yesterday. Not a lot is happening except around Mariupol right now. They're trying to finish it off, and there's a question of whether the Russians are dithering in the negotiations to drag the war on and to bide their time. My feeling is that that's what they're doing. And, of course, one of the callers mentioned the attacks on the Aramco facilities in Saudi Arabia. You're going to see real assault on energy prices because they're going to squeeze the Gulf oil. They're going to try to constrict it. And, of course, Russia is going to deny oil supplies to Europe eventually.
Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Jeff, turn over to you. We got 2.5-3 minutes here, sir, to put out the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Well, I don't know how important it is, but some updates on Ukraine. U.S. Commander in Europe, General Ted Walters, he's publicly saying the U.S. military is not training Ukrainian military in Poland. And he says that the U.S. is merely providing advice to the Ukrainian military. This is this is a correction of something that Biden has said. Biden says some pretty crazy things sometimes, like that the airborne troops are going to go into Ukraine soon, or that that Putin's regime has to be changed. The Russia-Ukraine peace talks have basically stalled without any agreement today. And Europe G7 nations are basically refusing Russia's demand to pay for gas and oil in rubles. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens there. Russia stated that it will cut off gas on April 1st. And they're, unless their debts are settled in rubles. So and they're requiring the rubles by April 1st, which is Friday, I believe, right? We're the 30th today?
Right, right. Day after tomorrow is Friday, yes, sir.
Yeah. And Putin, it is now coming, U.S. intelligence is reporting that Putin did apparently feel misled by the Russian military about how this war was going to go. And there is now, they say, tension between Putin and the Ministry of Defense stemming from Putin's mistrust of the leadership. So there's probably going to be a leadership shakeup in the Ministry of Defense. But of course, we don't, you know, this is probably normal, but, you know, we got to treat news out of Russia with a little grain of salt as far as what's really happening there. The Baltic states that are members, these are former Soviet states that are part of NATO now, are saying that Russia's war against Ukraine is a war against the entire Western world, and that they're saying that we can't allow Putin to prevail in Ukraine. So anyway, that's the most updated news about the events surrounding the invasion of Ukraine today.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. Well, these events continue to move forward. The world continues to be a more strange and bizarre and more dangerous place. And I know you agree with me that families need to take care of each other and prepare for the worst and hope for the best. Would you agree with that, sir?
Yeah, people should prepare.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate you being with us. We look forward to having you back next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, wrapping up this day. It's been an interesting 3 hours, to say the least. Tomorrow we'll have Dr. Horowitz, we'll have Chris from Satellite Phones, we'll have Tom Berryhill, we'll have Kirk with Ready Pure Water Filters, and it'll be a full show as usual. Friday, Tom Berryhill joins us again to talk about emergency communications, and we'll have Dr. Pete on Friday also. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. God bless Buffalo County. God bless Missouri. Please, God bless the USA.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.